This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another wonderful hour coming up. The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, a rambunctious Tuesday already. We already had Josh Hammer on talking about all the judges and stuff. We're talking about the system in case you're just now joining us and the pushback we're getting. And societies seek a balance. Donald Trump was elected and is still popular after 3 weeks of moving really fast because America right now is seeking a balance. And that brings us to stories like the one out of the FBI. FBI allegedly has leaked ICE raid information to ensure the monsters ICE was going to apprehend can escape. Now, that brings us to where we are. What do we do about that? The resistance we're seeing right now from the communists in this country is very, very real. This goes well beyond normal resistance levels. FEMA employees writing $50 million checks when they're not authorized to, judge after judge after judge losing their mind, trying to just simply overrule the president. This goes beyond throwing sand in the gears. A system that took 80 years to build is being threatened, and the system is fighting back. And this is just the beginning of the system fighting back. I've got news for you. Time to buck up, Buttercup, because it gets worse from here. How do we handle it? We must win this fight. If we do not win the fight, this four-year fight we're about to have with the system. They're going to resist and resist and resist, and they're going to scream, and they're going to yell, and they're going to do all kinds of illegal stuff. If we are not tough enough, vicious enough, aggressive enough with the communists over the next 4 years, then I believe we will see violence in the United States of America. Not in 4 years, I'm not saying that, but if you don't allow the American people to make changes at the ballot box, the American people will do what all peoples have done historically. You deny the voter, well, if he can't vote his way out of it, he'll shoot his way out of it. He will. And I'm scared to death of that day. I don't ever want that day to come. FBI agents leaking ICE information. It's time for Pam Bondi to step up. This is, in my opinion, the very first test Pam Bondi will experience, and she has to nail this test. It's critically important. It's everything that Pam Bondi nails this test. Now, in Pam Bondi's defense, so far, she sounds good.
If anyone leaks anything, people don't understand. That jeopardizes the lives of our great men and women in law enforcement. And if you leaked it, we will find out who you are and we will come after you. And it's not going to stop our mission. It's not going to stop the president's mission to make America safe again. We were very clear with the lawsuit that we filed in Chicago that if you don't follow the law, you will be prosecuted by the Department of Justice.
So that's exactly how she needs to sound. So it's not an insult. But when they track down, if they do track down the specific FBI employee or employees who leaked ICE raid information so rapists can escape justice, what we absolutely cannot afford is resignations, firings, reassignments. We're revoking her security clearance. These days have to stop now. The hand, the fist of God had better come down on whatever FBI agent leaked that information, because the rest of the communists inside the federal government have to look at what happens to that FBI agent and become afraid. Because as we've discussed so many times before, the communist only understands fear and pain. All this resistance you're seeing out there, this judge orders HHS, CDC, and FDA to restore deleted web pages with health information. That'd be all the tranny gay stuff, I should point out. Federal employees are angered at having to obey the president. FEMA, $59 million check sent to New York City. The communist believes in his own twisted demonic mind that he is the force for good and he will fight for his religion unless he is too afraid of the pain that will come by doing so. What must happen now is Pam Bondi must drop a 10,000-pound legal bomb on the head of whatever FBI agent she finds. That person has to go to Fort Leavenworth for 10-plus years. And you can say that's extreme. You can say that's too harsh. That is the nice option. The stopping of the resistance starts now. It must start now, and that's why I was so adamant about the attorney general, and that's why I've told you before Trump was even sworn in, that is by far the most important appointee he will have is attorney general. Who takes over the DOJ? And you remember we talked about this. The reason I said that was the most important is government people must go to prison. Period. End of story. What have I told you repeatedly? How will you know we are on the road to getting back on track as a country? How will you know? What is it? What have I said a million times? Government employees going to prison. Not resignations, not firings. When you look up one day, whatever that day is, maybe it'll be next week. Well, I know there'll have to be trials. You want due process and things like that. Maybe it'll be next week. Maybe it'll be next year. Maybe we won't see it at all. Maybe it'll be 50 years, 100 years from now. I don't know when. But if you want the United States of America to be saved, government people must go to prison. Period. End of story. They have committed crimes repeatedly against this country. That they've been authorized crimes doesn't make them any less criminal in my mind. People must go to prison. Without the prison option, then the communist activists at the NSA, who's doing his thing right now, he doesn't stop. The communist activists at the CIA, they don't stop. IRS, we haven't even freaking gotten to the IRS yet. What do you think is currently happening inside the walls of the IRS? The Treasury Department. None of the communist activists will stop without being incentivized to do so. And I don't want anything bad to happen in this country. And at this point, my concern is that the system is so afraid. The system is so threatened because it has never been challenged like this before. Ronald Reagan didn't come close to challenging the system, the internal rot that we have right now that the Trump administration is doing. No president in my lifetime has come close to challenging the real power structure of the system in the way Trump is. So the system has never been this threatened. You hear it in their voices as they scream and yell.
For every American who doesn't want some weird Elon Musk suck up searching through your personal private data, this is your fight. Your fight, my fight, our fight, and we will win this fight. Are you ready to say no to Elon Musk? Yes. We will fight it out in Congress. We will fight it out in the courts. We will fight it out across this country, and I promise you, we will win.
Why so shrill? Why so loud? Why are they talking about taking it to the streets?
This will be a congressional fight, a constitutional fight, a legal fight, and on days like this, a street fight. Yes, we will stand.
Because the system has never faced a threat like this. And so let me ask you, what would have you do things you had never done before? I mean, what would have you take things to a level you'd never taken them before? Well, if you were challenged like never before, you ever killed somebody? I hope not, but have you ever killed somebody? I bet you don't ever want to. I hope not. I hope you don't ever want to. But somebody kicks in your front door tonight with a machete to hack your family to death, you'll kill somebody. If it's taken to a level that it's never been before, you take things to a level it's never been before. The system has never been challenged like this before. The internal corrupt communist system of this country has never had this level of power, but they've also never faced this level of threat. So they're going to fight in ways they have never fought before, because what's at stake for them is everything. And that is what concerns me, because if the system is successful at stopping the Trump reforms, then that means the American voter has had his will rejected by the American communist, and you've given the American voter no other route. And that's a scary place to be. So there's that. I got that off my chest. Let's do some emails and talk about some other stuff. Speaking of violence, somebody does break into your house with a machete. Your daughter's house with a machete. How's she going to stop them? You know, scream? That'll stop them. Call the cops? Yeah, they'll be there in 5 minutes when you're in about 25 pieces. Maybe picking up a Byrna pistol launcher would be a good idea for you and everyone who lives in your home. Look, it'll stop a very bad, very violent man in his tracks. And because it's non-lethal, they shoot pepper balls or tear gas balls. They even have a round that's a mixture of both. I'm not making that up. It's sick. It's legal in all 50 states. Without a permit or a background check. Oh, Jesse, I'd love to, but my daughter's going to college in California. So what? It's legal. BYRNA. You can save the life of the person you love the most. Give them something they'll carry on them. Even if your daughter's a, Daddy, I don't like guns. It's not a gun. It's a pistol launcher. It's non-lethal. Byrna, BYRNA.com/Jesse saves you money. Get one for yourself and the person you love the most. Keep it in your car. Keep it in your bedside. Byrna.com/Jesse. Emails next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. What has been kind of unintentionally a kind of heavy Tuesday.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
But we'll lighten it up in just a moment. Yeah, this kind of stuff has to be met with severity.
The Department of Homeland Security confirms that it has fired four workers for circumventing leadership and facilitating a $59 million payment from FEMA to New York City to take care of and house illegal migrants.
Ugh. Anyway, I wanted to address this before I get to the emails. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, shepherd's pie sucks. So don't ever bring that up to me again. Jewish producer Chris was trying to hit me up during the break about mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes are hot, steamy garbage. They're the worst form of potato humanly possible. Potatoes, the general rule on potatoes. No, I'm the one who's Irish, Chris. You're Jewish. I know more about this subject. I'll come to you when we're talking about fish. You know what? Latkes is a good example of what I'm about to say. The general rule for potatoes is this. The smaller and crispier, the better. The bigger and mushier the potato gets, the worse it gets. You mentioned latkes. It's the best Jewish food there is. They're freaking delicious. My buddy, I told you my old campaign manager, Adam. I don't want to give out his last name here, but Adam, they were Orthodox Jews, and so I was always over at Adam's house and whatnot, and his mom would make latkes because I didn't run any of that other Jewish food, which is garbage. And they were the best things in the history of mankind because they're small and they're crispy. Mashed potatoes, they prove my point. And you know what? You're a freaking liar, because if I were to put crispy hash browns, maybe some... You ever had the Dunkin' Donuts hash browns? You haven't ever had them? Oh, they're these small little hash brown rounds. And they have all the seasoning in them. They're fantastic. They're fantastic. I lived in D.C. for a year. Remember, after I got done losing two congressional races, I moved back to D.C. for a year because I wanted to stay involved in politics. Well, we don't have a bunch of Dunkin' Donuts out here in Texas, but in D.C., they're everywhere. They are friggin' everywhere. It's like the thing in D.C. I would stop almost every day on the way to work and get just some hash browns and a cup of coffee. It was friggin' magnificent. What? What do you say? What? No, that's not true. Even bad potatoes are not good. No, they're not. Unless it's a dessert, mushy should never be in your mouth. Anti-mushy in your mouth is where you should be. What is good? Unless we're talking about pudding here or something like that. Nobody has ever eaten a meal of anything really and said, I wish this was mushier. Because mushy is disgusting in your mouth. Look, if we're talking banana pudding or something like that, that's different. What, Chris? What? Chili? Chili's not mushy. You can't take liquidy and meaty. It's not the definition of... No, it's not. It's liquidy and chunky and meaty. You've got meat in there. And I know I'm going to get all these emails now from Nebraska about pouring chili on cinnamon rolls. I haven't tried it yet. I'm going to. But cornbread, some white cheddar cheese. There's nothing mushy about chili. Nothing. When do chips go bad? When they get that kind of stale... Well, I guess that was probably a bad example. Chris, can we delete that? Crap, we can't. We're live. Anyway, dear Tiny Fingers, as Dems melt down, another scene is taking place. I got a kick out of Senator Kennedy this morning backing Trump and Doge, saying I'm 100% behind this. Does he not remember that he voted yes on all the crap they're cutting? What say you? Well, this is what I've been going off on, and I will not stop. The politicians in general are not leaders. We want them to be. We want them to be leaders. We want them to be fighters. Hey, go represent me in the swamp and fight for me. But they're not. In general, they're losers and they're cowards more than anything else. They're followers. They go whichever way the wind is blowing. And it's driving me crazy that every day now you see a senator or a member of the House of Representatives running to the camera, talking, man, I'm just so happy with Trump and Elon. Man, I just love Elon. I just love Trump. I'm so happy we're finding out all these things. I'm just so happy about it, as if they were just this whole time powerless spectators. And you can maybe make the argument that, well, the senators over time gave their power away to the bureaucracy, so the bureaucracy now runs the country, and that would be true. But that's why they gave their power away, because they never, ever, ever wanted to be in a place to make hard decisions on behalf of the country. They always wanted to just be people who pointed it out. They always wanted to be the carnival barkers. That's all they ever wanted to be. Running their mouth, pointing things out, but never actually doing anything about it. Because the easy thing to do is to run to Fox News and complain about the wasteful spending that Democrats just put in some new spending bill. That's the easy thing to do. You know what the hard thing to do is? Take it away. Take it away from somebody. Hey, you had this. This is an egregious abuse of taxpayer money. So me, Senator Kelly, I'm taking it away from you now. But what am I supposed to do? That's a whole lot of not my problem. It's my job to protect the people of my state, to protect the American taxpayer. And so those government checks that were coming your way for God knows what, we send this crap all over the place, are stopping now. You're on your own. But for some reason, these losers in the Senate find that so difficult and scary to say. So now they all piggyback on Daddy Trump. Thank you, Trump. I love you. When they should have been doing this all along. Oh, did you hear this story out of Uganda? This goes right along the lines of what I'm talking about. I'll play this for you in a second. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Wonderful Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So, these United States senators, they don't want to lead. And the members of the House, they don't want to lead. I'm talking about the GOPers. They never wanted to say no. They want Daddy Trump and Daddy Elon to lead and do it all now. But they never say no. Do you hear this from this Ugandan man? I want you to listen to this crap that we fund. And listen to these sob stories we're given.
We are now looking at an increase in infections, a decrease in suppression. We are looking at a decrease in care and also...
He's talking about HIV.
Many people are now going to become infected since they will no longer be able to access lubricants, condoms, self-testing kits.
Why are you gay?
No, that last part wasn't part of it. Sorry, that fat fingered the button there. But Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The entire planet knows how to avoid getting HIV. I don't know how I'm going to die one day. I don't know. Probably heart attack. Maybe I'll get cancer. Cancer gets everybody, it seems like, at some point in time. It's freaking horrible. I don't know how I'm going to die one day. But I can tell you this. I'm 99.99% sure I will never die of HIV. I will never get it. I know. I know it's crazy. And you know how I'm so sure about that? Because it is like the most easily avoidable thing in the world. And I don't care what country you're from, whether you're Ugandan, whether you're an American, whether you're French, whether you're Russian, I really don't care where you're from. If at this point in time you still have some sort of an epidemic of HIV, that is your problem. You have HIV because you're an idiot. And frankly, you are so stupid, maybe HIV is what you deserve for that level of stupidity. But yet the United States of America is sending rubbers over to Uganda, and now we're forced to have sob stories on television that we're not providing enough rubbers for people because they can't figure out how to avoid HIV. This level of madness has been going on for years. It's not just that we're discovering it now. Years and years and years of this crap. And yet, again, back to the GOP, we get stuff like this from Joni Ernst. Remember Joni Ernst, who was 100% going to torpedo Pete Hegseth's nomination before she got threatened with the primary?
This is something that I have worked on through my squeal efforts for over a decade now. And before we...
I wonder if Kamala Harris was involved in the squeal efforts.
We went into this Congress. I was able to go to Mar-a-Lago.
What, Chris? We can make jokes.
And present Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk with an 8-page memorandum of work that I've done over the past decade, a $2 trillion savings blueprint for the Department of Government Efficiency. I'm so glad that Elon Musk and the president have given us a platform to get this done. They are being very aggressive, and you're right, Larry. I'm loving what they are doing.
Daddy Trump, Daddy Elon, finally. Where have you been, Joni? Where have you been? Good morning, Jesse. My name is, I'm not going to say your whole name. I'm worried about the pace of the deportation effort that's taking place. Although we could not get the real number of illegal aliens who came in during the Biden regime, could we assume it's 14 million? Please do the calculation and tell me how many years it would take to get them out at the current pace of 1,000 a day. I get 38 years. Even if it increases to 5,000 a day, it would take 7.5 years. This includes Saturdays, Sundays, all holidays. Thank you kindly. You're not wrong. You're not wrong, but there are a couple things. One, we are doing something. Two, remember that the best border security, the best immigration policy on the planet, it's not actually arrests and walls and ICE and Border Patrol and things like that. It's your reputation. It's what people think. Part of the reason it got so bad during the Biden administration was everyone around the planet thought the border was open and they could just come here, and they did. People around the planet now are telling friends, family members, don't go. They'll arrest you. They'll deport you. It won't work. So we're going to see the encounters at the border go down. As far as deportations go, I keep getting this email. It's not going to, we're not doing it fast enough. I've done the math. It's not working fast enough. I told you, what did I tell you about deportation before Trump took office? What did I tell you over and over and over again? Mass deporting 20 million people. It's not really realistic. It's not. And so what happens when you say stuff like that is because you want the right thing, because you want these people deported, because you want all this stuff, and I want it too, you get mad and you'll say things. Please don't write me this email. Do not write me this email. If you write me this email, I'm going to read it out loud. I won't read your name, but I'm just going to crucify you for the stupidity of this email because I keep getting this email. Well, Jesse, it's not hard. We'll just cut off the welfare benefits and then they'll all leave. Okay, that sounds great. You know what? I've got a sweet tooth. I think it should just rain Skittles right now, and then I'll go out and collect the Skittles. Oh, that's not realistic? Raining Skittles is as realistic as getting the blue states of this country to stop handing benefits to illegal aliens. The federal government cannot do it. And frankly, even if they could, this Congress would not do it. They would not pass any kind of a robust immigration bill out of this Congress that did not include some form of disastrous amnesty. So stop acting like it's a simple problem. Well, take away the benefits. There's no way to get New York to stop giving them benefits. California gives them freaking driver's licenses. You're going to just tell California they can't do it? They'll ignore it. They'll keep doing it. Now, I only brought that up to say this. We take what we can take. Right now, we have a better immigration policy under this version of Trump than I've ever seen in this country. We have the troops on the border. We are rounding people up. We're not only rounding people up, we're bragging about it on the news. We're on the news every day. We're getting these people. We're coming for you. We'll arrest you. This is about as good as it gets for now. Now, they're also shorthanded. There's another logistical aspect of this that I've told you about before, but that people don't think about. You want to do math? Do this math. 20 million people under Biden. We're not even going to count the 20, 30, 40 million who were already here before Biden, but 20 million people, we'll use that number, came in under Joe Biden. How many people are in ICE? About 6,000. But wait, it gets worse. How many of the 6,000 people in ICE are actually the pipe hitters out there, flak jackets on, kicking in doors, handcuffs, deportations? About 3,000. About half. Those numbers fluctuate a little, but that's pretty accurate. You're asking 3,000 people to deport 20 million. And I know they're already working with the marshals. They're working with local law enforcement. They're doing great work. I would tell you if they're failing, wouldn't I? I'm more than happy to criticize it. They are doing great work. They're being aggressive. ICE is killing it. Homan is killing it. Frankly, Kristi Noem is killing it. I'm not even a huge Noem fan. She's being able to play the good cop while Homan plays the bad cop. They are killing it right now. But this comes back to something we've said many times before. In order to truly save the country long term, you have to have a reformed Democrat Party that won't do this every time they take power. Because you can't come in and fix all the damage they've done in 4 years, because it's easier to destroy than it is to build. 4 years of Democrat destruction, followed by 4 years of us trying to clean it up, ends with a country that no longer exists. Without a reformed Democrat Party, you can't save it. All right, enough of that. Let's talk some tariffs real quick. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. All right, let's talk very briefly about some tariffs here. So the Trump administration is already putting tariffs into place. Tariffs on China, EU, they know some tariffs are coming for them. Here's a headline from the Epic Times. The EU leaders warn they'll retaliate after Trump issues metal tariffs. Let's have a talk here really quickly. I don't think from the economists I've talked to, and these are people you'd trust, Carol Roth, people like that, I don't think we're going to see costs go down in this country. That doesn't mean we're not going to do a whole lot of good economically. Trump administration's deregulating everything. They're going to open up the energy sector. That alone is going to pump so much more money into the economy. If we actually reduce the size of the government, which it looks like they're doing, that'll help too. A lot of things will help. But as far as the price you pay, this trade war we are about to get in, it will hurt us too. And I'm not even telling you I'm necessarily against it. I'm not saying that. But I want you to know, if you're barely making ends meet, praying for some significant improvement on inflation, that's probably not going to come. The Trump administration is going to attempt to realign how America handles trade on this planet. And I told you this right when Trump threatened the tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Hey, the fentanyl's coming in. I'm going to tariff you unless you do something. And remember, I told you, Trump wants to do tariffs anyway, no matter what they do about fentanyl, no matter how many troops Mexico puts on the border. Trump wants to tariff Canada. He wants to tariff Mexico. And the thing about a trade war is sometimes they're necessary. I'm not telling you this is unnecessary. But like any war, there will be casualties on both sides. This is some Canadian politician you've never heard of. Jacques Lacksting or whatever. I don't know how to say his name.
Donald Trump has picked this fight, so we're going to fight back. We just announced today what I would do is put in place 100% tariff on Tesla, directly targeting Elon Musk. Because Elon Musk is proudly touting this idea of the 51st state, so let's hit back at Elon Musk. I've also said we should shut down the supply of critical minerals, another move that directly targets Elon Musk and his Tesla company. The batteries that he needs require these critical minerals. We've got tools, and we should be ready to use them. It's not something that we wanted to do, but if Donald Trump wants to bring this fight, know that we are ready. I'm putting Donald Trump on notice.
Now, I realize he's a politician, and by the sounds of things, he's a little light in the loafers and kind of a loser, but still, they will fight back. Now, look, countries like Canada and Mexico, can they hurt us? Yeah, they can. We do import enough stuff that they most definitely can hurt us. And when I say hurt us, I'm talking about you and me. I'm talking about normal people with their buying power. We're going to show up one day. This is just an example. I'm not telling you anything specifically, but there's going to be a day where you need some Hornet Killer. So you go down to Ace Hardware or wherever you go to get the Hornet Killer, and you're going to look, and it's going to be double the price as it was before. And if you follow that down the line, you're going to figure out that's because we imported some critical chemical that goes in the Hornet Killer. We imported it from Canada. The costs went through the roof because of the trade war, and now you are paying more for the Hornet Killer. That's part of a trade war. Now, let's talk about China, because there are a bunch of reports out there that China is already beginning to fortify. Now, what that means is China's hoovering up a bunch of gold, preparing for a long, drawn-out trade war with us. And this will be, if we really get into a heavy trade war with China, if no deal is struck, and you know Donald Trump, he may very well strike a deal. He's always trying to strike a deal. But if no deal is struck with China, we need to anticipate real, genuine pain because it's coming. We offshored our manufacturing to China. You and I can't fix that now. We didn't want that. We can't fix that. Again, cogs in the wheel. Back to the opening of the show. We're cogs in the wheel. We offshored our manufacturing. Now they make all our stuff. We just don't make many things here. And on top of the offshoring, and partially the reason for the offshoring is, we have these ridiculous environmental regulations here and red tape things here. So even if manufacturing came back, if all those red tape things were in place, it would still be mega expensive because it would cost more to buy American than it would foreign things. This is not in any way necessarily a complaint about the tariffs or the trade war that's coming. This is just letting you know. The Trump administration, as I told you already, they're going to give us huge wins, deregulation wins, immigration wins. We see government corruption being exposed. These are all wins, win after win after win after win after win. But if you're looking for real, genuine relief at the grocery store, when you go to Lowe's, when you buy back to school stuff, if you're looking for that kind of general relief, I don't know that you can anticipate that over the next 4 years. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is not to bring you down. I've had so many emails over the last 4 years from people who are not making ends meet or barely making ends meet. Jesse, we've maxed out the credit cards. Jesse, we're barely hanging on. Jesse, I've taken a third job. Jesse, I've had to take an extra shift. Email after email. I've got stacks of them here in front of me. I've read so many of them for you on the air because they break my heart. Because I've been there. I have been out of work. I I know what it's like to watch the bills piling up and the bank account is at zero and you're having to go through it with your wife figuring out what bills are we going to pay and what bills aren't we going to pay because we ain't paying all of them. I know. And I know how gutting that is the best way I would put it. When I was going through that, and I've been through that a couple times in my life, I shouldn't have let it get to me as much as it did, but I really, really got down when I was down during these times. So I don't want you to get down, and I want you to let it consume you, but I don't know that life is going to be cheaper. Now, we are going to see relief if we get enough of these illegals out of the country. No question the jobs market will get better. We'll see some price relief from that, but just wanted to let you know there's some rocky times coming. Okay, let's talk about Congress. Let's talk about bills, putting things in the bills. Trump is still talking about Gaza. Tucker's talking about how half the weapons to Ukraine are now gone. We'll get to all these things in a moment. Before we get to that, I can give you some price relief. Your cell phone bill. I want you to think about your last cell phone bill. Maybe even pull it out right now. What if you could cut that number in half? You know, when people switch to Pure Talk, the average family saves $1,000 a year. That's price relief right there. That's $1,000 that can go to Aiden, Jaden, and Braden's shoes for back to school. Switch to Pure Talk, the patriotic cell phone company that charges you way less for the same network, the same phones. Right now, by the way, if you get a qualifying plan, $45 a month for a qualifying plan, you get a free iPhone 14 or Samsung Galaxy. Free. $0. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team. They'll make it easy and it's pleasant. #250. Say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.